Nope.
Hey, is this Ronnie's Electric?
Yep.
Ah, that's great to hear. Yeah, my name is Will. I'm just looking for the person that's in charge of your guys' online presence over there. It's usually the business owner. Would that be you by any chance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Yeah, because I'm over here at Local Splash, and I'm just calling to speak with you guys about listing Ronnie's Electric on the first page of Google for your keywords in your area. And I'm sure that you've used Google to search for different services in the past, right?
Uh-huh.
Right, exactly. Who hasn't, right? So what that means for you is basically anytime anyone does a search for any of the services that you provide, right, we make sure that Ronnie's Electric pops up on the first page. And I'm sure that you can handle more business, right?
Yep.
Great. So the reason I called you today is that we do have a first page position available in your area. Right, this listing is going to be exclusive to you, and it's designed to generate a positive return on investment by bringing you the jobs that you're actually looking for directly from Google, right? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, sir.
Great. So let's just see if this would be a good fit for both of us, okay? So around how far are you willing to travel for a new client?
Yeah, you know, Where are you coming from, me?
We're actually based in California.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Are we done with this? Yeah, like an hour and a half. Can I call you when I'm done here?
Well, I mean, this would really only take just a quick couple qualifying questions, and then after that, maybe 5 to 10 more minutes, right? This is something that is going to directly benefit your business, right? It can't hurt it. Right? It's only going to bring you some more progress, right? So like I said, just hear me out. Hear what we got to say. If you like it, we continue. If not, we part ways as friends. Fair enough?
Yeah, but no, I really appreciate that, but I'm really busy now, but thank you.
Wait, well, how many extra jobs do you think that you could take on per month? Just average jobs.
No, you know what?
Because if you can handle even 5 to 10 more jobs, I mean, this is going to be well worth it. I mean, do you have a website at all?
Yeah, but you're talking about a commercial or residential? Because, you know, it's a big difference in commercial. It's a bigger one than residential.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, the way that this works, right, is that we take the keywords, right? We have a team that, you know, specializes in different keywords, right? We can actually use quite a few, since we are Google partners. And basically, we can attract whatever kind of clientele that you're looking for. If you're looking for specifically commercial, then we can help you attract those kind of customers. If you're looking for more residential, we can do that as well, right? We just got to make sure that we're in communication with each other, right? So, like I said, just if you hear us out, right, and you like it, we continue. If not, we part ways as friends. And I'm sure you're wondering about price. It's very reasonable, okay? Kind of overly reasonable. But, yeah. So around how far are you willing to travel for a new client?
You know, that's a very good question because, yeah, I'm making my plans now, my goals, you know.
Yeah.
And today, like an hour and a half, I have a meeting with my partner because I have a partner, you know.
You've got a partner. Okay.
Yeah. I have a partner. We have a team. But right now, I'm not available to still talking because my customer is here, you know, and you know, you understand the part also, you know, so can we still talking after the job or maybe another day, I don't know.
Well, are you able to make financial decisions on behalf of the business, right? Do your partners trust you in that regard?
Yeah.
Okay. So you can make financial decisions, exactly, right? So
yeah,
at least hear us out now, right? So that way you would even know if you like it, right? Because if I call you later and then, you know, you hear us out and you don't like it, I mean, you could have just got it over real quick and then boom, you're good, right? So like I said, just a couple quick questions. You're going to talk with my director real quick. Like I said, we go from there. Try an hour and a half. Right before I get out of here. Hey, how's it going, man? Did you get... It was going good. I was battling his rebuttals, I would say, really good, around like an 8, right? His thing was, I was talking slow this time, right, because I did hear the accent, so I started speaking a little slower, trying to really make sense, because I'm just going off a script, and he wasn't exactly understanding it, and he's just like, I forget what he referenced. He's like, so you're doing this, and I'm just like, no, this is what we're doing for you, and I explain what we do again, right, nice and slow, and then he understood it, and then he's like, okay, and then I started getting to qualifying questions, and he started doing the whole, can I call you back in an hour and a half? And I says, well, the thing is that, you know, this is going to benefit. I went to the benefits, right? Not to like direct benefits, but like the, what do you want to call it? You know, like the value of actually having the conversation now as compared to later. And then he said, well, what I'm actually looking for is more commercial work anyways. And I says, oh, that's great. I mean, we got a lot of keywords, right? We can attract whatever kind of clientele that you're looking for. We actually can use a lot of keywords in order to do that, right? If you want commercial, we can try and attract for the commercial. If you want to do residential, we can do that too, right? It just depends on what you want. And then I tried to go back into the questioning, you know, back to script, and he kept doing the whole, I talk with my partners in an hour, or he's going to meet his partners now, and he says he wants to talk in about an hour and a half. I pushed again, right? And then he hung up, right? Because, I mean, he kept going back to that. So I'll try and call him back an hour and a half. I mean, you never know. But yeah, that's pretty much how it went. It wasn't complicated. It was just trying to just get a couple little things of information and I could have transferred them. But he's got partners anyway, so I said, you can make financial decisions on behalf of the business, right? Your partners trust you like that, right? He's like, yeah. I was like, okay. And then I went back to, you know, the conversation, the value, and blah, 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 blah. It wasn't a bad conversation. Maybe he really does need to go do it. You never know. I don't think so because, like I said, about 80 to 90% of the time, they never pick up the phone again. But it was good. I didn't have that much trouble with that one. It was the other one, though. Did you listen to it or? Okay. Yeah. That's what he said. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what he was saying. He's on the job site or he's on the way to the job site, one of those two things. And but yeah, like I said, yeah, but I'll give you the base. So we don't even have to listen to the whole call for the other one. So basically what happened was, oh yeah, it's quick. But I mean, it's just a question that I have from the phone call, really. So basically, okay, yeah, I'll go over there. Yep. No, yeah, gotcha. Oh, yeah, crap.